Really happy to be joined right now by the voice of the Browns here in Chicago for the NFL owners meetings, Jim Donovan. And Jim, a historic day. Ownership changes don't happen, A, very often in the league, and very rarely for the Cleveland Browns.
Boy, I tell you what, you're right about that, Vic. And I will remember this day as being exciting and as welcoming a new owner taking over who is thrilled to be doing it and who I thought was exhilarating listening to him deal with the national media for the first time, really. I mean, we've had him to ourselves since the purchase agreement was announced, and we've gotten to know him, but I thought he did not miss a beat. I thought he was straightforward, and if that's his style, I think everyone's going to be very pleased.
Yeah, you think about the numbers involved in a transaction like this, and I usually feel nauseated like after a car purchase or something big like that. And I, you know, there's that happy feeling, but also that sense of, oh my God, what did I get into? I didn't see any of that on the face of a man who and a family that just put forth a whole lot of cash to be part of this league and looks like, as you said, exhilarated, excited, seems every bit as enthusiastic now that it's official as he was back in August when the purchase agreement was announced.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he's been preparing himself. I think he is an information gatherer. I think that he asked a ton of questions to a lot of people, whether they were in Berea or around the NFL or in football or in business. I think that he is totally ready to go and still eager to learn even more. But I'll tell you the other thing. I think he even got a boost in energy by what he felt at Brown Stadium last Sunday afternoon when the Browns got the win, and he experienced Cleveland Browns fans in a victory situation, and I think that even pressed on more into his excitement of owning the team. I really think that he was really juiced after that game, the excitement factor, and talking a great deal about, boy, I can't wait to see what happens this Sunday in Indianapolis.
I loved during his news conference when he referenced the fact that he said, if you didn't know better, you would have thought the Browns won an AFC championship and not just their first game of the season. So you're right. I think it was important for him to see that and to continue to get a better understanding of what Browns fans are all about, what they're looking for, what they expect, because if at the very core, what I think Jimmy Haslam is a customer service guy. He wants the customers to be happy.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, that's the success of the family and their family business. When you think about it, Vic, I mean, he's been here since the purchase agreement was announced. He's been at training camp. He's been at preseason games, home and away. He has sat in the dog pound with the fans. He has gone to the rope lines with the fans. He has gone to city council. He has talked to season ticket holders who are still season ticket holders and those who have said, hey, listen, you know what, I had to give up my tickets, but I'd be interested in coming back. So, I mean, he really is with the people, and I think they're going to enjoy having him because it's a family business, and I think he's going to make the Browns a family business now too.
And when we think about the Browns' previous ownership, majority ownership with Randy Lerner, you had a guy who preferred to really be in the background, who really wanted none of this upfront stuff, media stuff. You saw all the media encounters that Jimmy Haslam has done just this day alone and will continue to do more. But it's not about ego. It's just about being, I think, out there and understanding or wanting people to know what he's about and how connected he is. This was not Randy Lerner's style. We're seeing a stark contrast in ownership style.
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, Randy Lerner wanted to provide you the opportunity, certainly the funding, certainly maybe changes in direction of this is the way we're going to do it now, and this is we're going to try a new avenue. I mean, I think Randy Lerner and the Lerner family exhausted every possibility to try and make the Browns a success on the field. I think that Jimmy Haslam is going to be the same way, but very, very eager and intense to be in there on the day-to-day aspect of it. I think he wants to be a part of the decision-making, but I think he wants his people to be able to do their job. I mean, he said that about his own company. We have great people. We allow them to do the job and do their job. That's why we hire them. And I think that that's what I got the feeling he's going to do with the Browns. He has told Pat Shurmur and his coaching staff, coach the team right now. Yeah. And you know, that everything will happen on the field from now on, as far as coaches are concerned and the team is concerned.
Jimmy Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Chicago, site of today's owners' meeting, where Jimmy Haslam was officially approved as the majority owner of the Browns. Now, talking about letting his people run things, news today, the news of the day, is Jimmy Haslam announcing that Joe Banner becomes the new CEO of the Browns. What kind of impact do you think that'll have? He's been a longtime presence in this league formerly with the Philadelphia Eagles, so he brings that experience. But what sort of impact do you think he makes immediately?
Well, I think that obviously they made an impact with each other immediately when they came together. He described him as a great businessman, a great guy that knows the football business. He also described him as a no BS kind of guy to me, and I think that he really admires him, and I think that, you know, Jimmy Haslam is going to put him in charge of the Cleveland Browns, the football business. I think Joe Banner helped educate Jimmy Haslam a little bit about, you want to become an owner in the NFL, this is the business of the NFL. You know, Joe had done a great job for many, many years with, I think, a franchise, Vic, that I think we would both agree was a, and still is, a Cadillac franchise in the Philadelphia Eagles. They do it the right way there.
He was part of a lot of success there, consistent contender, NFC championship teams, and, you know, the building of that club with Andy Reid as head coach. So a lot of good people working in that organization. So he knows the model of success, and I think that vision alone is helpful to the Browns.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that we have to impress upon the fans, who I'm sure, you know, come to you on your show and certainly on our shows, and they say, okay, what will he do right away? And I think we have to remember this. This is a very strange time of the NFL calendar year to be taking over ownership of a team. I mean, we are six games into the season. So I think that, you know, he's doing his due diligence. He's accumulating a lot of information. But I think that things are going to be watch and see, let things play out on the field. And I think that, you know, come the off season, then I think Jimmy Haslam will have all of the information he needs. Some of it is going to work. Some of it he's going to say, hey, I'm going to tweak it. But I think this is going to be a gradual thing because of when he's taking over the team. It's not hesitancy. It's just really the reality of we're six games into the season.
Yeah, six games into it, understands the hardships that this head coach, Pat Shurmur, and this coaching staff have dealt with injuries, with the suspension of Joe Hayden, the different things have gone on within this lineup. Nonetheless, that is football, and you deal with that. Everybody has to deal with that. But I do think he's giving a fair analysis of who's here and giving them enough time to really produce for him what he needs in terms of evidence to assess. And, of course, Joe Banner will be part of that decision process too. So giving him the months really to kind of look at everything. And then at the end of the year, he said this would be the only change. Of course, Mike, the other piece of this, Mike Holmgren, the announcement that he will stay on through the year but retire at the end of the season. So the only real change being Banner for Holmgren. The rest of it would be addressed at the end of the season.
Well, and the other unique thing is that, I mean, he's taking over an incredibly young football team. And I think that he's as interested, if not more than all of us, to see how these young players progress. He is going to get the incredible litmus test of watching these players play in NFL games every Sunday. I mean, they've got 10 games left to go. So he's going to see this week to week. They'll have their answers by the end of the year as to who's going to play, how is the roster looking, how was the team coached, and how we're going to now adjust and run the football team.
Yeah, from the fans' perspective, they don't pay their money to watch owner's own or general managers manage. They want to just see the results. They really don't pay to see coaches coach, but they love to second guess the decisions there. We all do, I guess. But it's all about players playing and the feel that the team has. And I really liked Jimmy Haslam's perspective on what the product really is. It's not the physical property or the buildings, or it's uniforms and helmets. It's all about the people, the players. And my sense is that you've got to capture that dynamic and, I guess, establish, if he does nothing else, especially in these coming days and months, Jimmy, it's that sense that people have something to look forward to, that this is an exciting time. It's going to get good. It's going to get good, then it's going to get great, and you better be part of this.
Yeah, I think you don't want to be left over on the side of the road when the parade goes by. So, I mean, I think you want to be a part of it. And I think what he's saying is, you know, if I could bottle what that feeling was, what that energy was on Sunday afternoon at Browns Stadium, and pour it into that stadium every Sunday that the Browns play there, both there or wherever they are in the NFL on that particular week, I mean, that would be be great, but it still is going to take a little time because they are so young, and he's got to get a hold of the football team and the organization that he wants to build. But he's saying, hey, listen, I'm all in. My family's all in. I want you to stay with us. We are so in that we're going to make this thing work.
And you look at the rest of this season and how this plays out, and I think it ties into the point we're making here, is he was careful to say on questions regarding Pat Shurmur's status, not feeling like, say, a lame duck kind of coach with a lame duck staff, because that's the worst possible scenario. He said, look, we're all grown men. Yep. You understand the potential for change, but you don't want to be distracted. And I get the sense that he doesn't want him to be distracted. I think he wants them to be focused on coaching, wants the players to be focused on playing. So to achieve what we're talking about here, there's a delicate balance between that and making sure that the people doing their jobs just do their jobs and don't worry about what their fate might be.
Yeah, because I think really if you go inside some of the losses, but certainly then the win on Sunday, you're seeing young players get better under real tough scrutiny, tough NFL conditions. They've played a tough schedule, and they're starting to get better. You're seeing things fall into place. So I think these next 10 games, and certainly I think, Vic, even these next 4 or 5 games, the Indianapolis game and when they come back home for a couple of weeks in a row, and then get back into the division with teams that maybe, you know, aren't as strong physically as we thought they were going to be, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out. How good are these kids going to get? How much better are they going to be in December than as you and I sit here and Jimmy Haslam sit here in Chicago in mid-October?
And it's hard to put a complete finger on this pulse, but you and I have been around Cleveland and you longer, but long enough, I think, to know there's a palpable sense of enthusiasm among fans just to see this change, that they want to know now, and knowing there's a new person involved also in Joe Banner, a CEO, those who had become critical of the current operation of previous administrations, and wanting to believe, along with all the new faces, a new quarterback, a new running back, a new faces in a lot of key spots, that there are new people at the top. Do you feel that there is that sort of sea change feeling with amongst Browns fans, at least for now? There's a honeymoon. I know it doesn't last unless it shows up on the field. But how do you think the town takes this forward?
I think the town is very excited, and I think that now they see direction, and they see someone behind the wheel that is ready to drive it and excited about driving it. I mean, this guy really wants to own an NFL team. He did his work. I mean, you know, he bought a minority share in the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that was as much investment and education, I think, to get his feet wet into the NFL, and he certainly did it with a very successful organization. So I think that the fans are excited, and they should be excited, because he's excited and his family is excited, and I think it's all straight ahead. Now, I really do. I think that we have put it in drive, and it's time to move forward.
Great. Jim, thank you so much.
Good to be with you, Vic.
He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Chicago, site of today's owners' meetings. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.